Even when you're a very capable shield maiden, traveling the lands by yourself isn't always the best idea. Especially if you've been keeping up, the maiden part. Fortunately, my brother kindly agreed to travel with me, and threw his lot in with mine. Dressed in his bearskin, he was tall, broad, fierce-looking, and I hoped his presence would be enough to ward off the amorously inclined. Unfortunately, even a brother such as mine did not ward off as many men as I would have wished. By mutual agreement, we decided to adopt the ruse of being lovers, even if that meant sharing a tent with each other and adopting a public facade of romantic love. But it seemed our plan needed more work. A Viking man and woman do not share their tent quietly, as a brother and sister might. We left another camp because of this after suspicious and lustful eyes turned my way. We found a third group of warriors to travel with this time, good and strong men and women. To my burly brother's embarrassment, we had to feign the sounds of lovemaking each night before falling asleep, so as not to arouse suspicion. My brother was shamed that it was he who was aroused, but I laughed with him about it and told him it was okay. If the sight of my body and a catch in my voice could break through our familial bonds, I took that as a compliment. Then, after our first day's journey with them, we were assigned a spot by the fire. By virtue of seeing a couple in another nearby tent, we realized that our outlines would be putting on a shadow play for any woman who wanted to watch. So now, in addition to feigning the sounds of the act, my brother and I also had to mime the motions as well. My brother's body reacted as might be expected, and as for myself, well, it appears my heart and my mind are not as pure as my body. When our show was complete, I feigned sleep, while my brother quietly gave himself relief. Then when he slumbered, I did the same, just as quietly. When we were put by the fire the next night, we repeated our shadowy show. Then, to give my poor brother some proper comfort, I put my hand over his when he began to touch himself. I then guided his other hand betwixt my thighs. Quietly, and with some guilt, we gave each other release that night. The next night, the drink came even more quickly. As the night progressed, drunken men and women paired off, sometimes with different partners than normal. Some even made it out in the open to the amusement of those still sober enough to notice. I dragged my brother back to our tent, lest he let his eyes and legs wander too far and leave me unprotected for the night. Our act began again as soon as we pulled our clothes off, although with perhaps more enthusiasm than before. For some reason, we started with touching each other instead of doing that quietly after. Then I had a moment of clarity, so I whispered to him hoarsely, "Wait. You need to mount me first, like the other knights. Remember?" "Oh. No, it's okay, I think. I'm the one who put you in, but it scarcely matters anymore. No, leave it in. We have appearances to keep up. After this, we'll know how to fool them better in the future." No, not quietly, not gently. We were neither the other knights, even if they were pretend. Oh, yes, that's it, my brave warrior. Show me no mercy. Yes. Oh, now. Now, empty yourself inside me." We struggled for breath after that, then apologized fervently to each other. Then we went at it again for the good part of the night. We woke up in each other's arms the next day, our faces inches apart. Things were awkward at first, but then we remembered the previous night with cleared but throbbing heads. When night came, though, we were first into our tent and into each other's arms. Now, if my brother's presence doesn't warn away any potential lovers, my swelling stomach surely does.